Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Wednesday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. Once again, grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. Thank God for all you that are listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to this broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. Those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us. The email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. The GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Praise be to God. So once again, thank God for another blessed day here in Mississippi. It's raining. But thank God, hallelujah, we have cooler temperatures. And I thank God for this opportunity to share the Word of God again with you today. Today we're dealing with another principle of the foundation that Christ laid, and it's called repentance. And before I go any further, my brother who's going to be joining me in a few minutes, Brother Robert Gross, amen, join me in on this subject. Praise be to God, as he will come before you and let you know that, hey, when it's dealing with sins, God said that we must repent. Amen? Praise be to God. Thank God for the very word of truth. Glory. He's worthy, people, to be glorified, to be lifted up, to be magnified. Jesus Christ, our Lord. And so this is another part, another principle of the foundation that Christ laid. Remember, this foundation Jesus laid is for his people to be founded on. Amen? It wasn't laid just to be laid and not follow or for his people not to be founded upon. God expects his people to be founded on this foundation. And it's sad to say that some of God's people think it is not important to be founded on this. And it's amazing how we do that. You know, we talk about how loving and kind and merciful God is, but for some reason, in the midst of that, we think that we don't have to be founded on the foundation he laid. And we think that just by saying he's merciful and loving and kind, that would take care of everything. But we fail to understand we have to put some action. You know, people can flatter you with words, okay? But the action is the biggest thing that counts. So therefore, we can talk about how merciful and loving God is. But hey, to take it any further, we got to be founded on the foundation that he laid. Amen. And that is very important that we keep this in mind. Okay. This is the foundation, people, that Christ wanted to be found on. First, we have been talking about faith. And now we're going to get into the area of repentance. As I said last night, everybody's favorite subject. Hallelujah. I know some of you saying, yeah, right. Yeah, you are right for saying, yeah, right, because this seems to be a subject that there are some who stray away from. Once again, some think that it's not important to even preach. It's not it's not even important to keep. Amen. And as I said before, so many people think that just by saying He's a kind and loving and merciful God that's supposed to take care of the whole thing. They don't have to be founded on this principle Christ laid. Listen, when Jesus come back for a church, guess what this church going to be founded on? On the foundation Christ laid. Okay, his people are not going to be founded on their own foundation or somebody else's foundation, but on the foundation Christ laid. Amen? Praise be to God. So now, let me click my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
Howdy, how you doing today?
Amen. Bless again, brother, on this rainy day here in Mississippi.
Rainy day?
We got some cooler temperatures, thank God. And once again, I'm grateful that we are able to give the word of God to the listeners. And, brother, you know what else I'm going to say. And
yes,
that we can provide some more pain to that devil.
Yes.
Amen.
That devil.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Just keep hitting them and let them know that there's no antidote for his pain. Hallelujah. Glory
Amen.
To God. So we are grateful today. We are starting tonight on repentance. This is another principle of the foundation Christ laid. And I want to give an opening scripture on this, and then I'm going to turn over to the hands of my brother, because he's going to talk to you about how that when it comes to repentance. In fact, let me read this 6th chapter of Hebrews, verse 1 and 2. If you have your Bibles, amen, why don't you read along with us? And for those of you that don't have the Bible, say, if you got a pencil, piece of paper, hey, just please write these scriptures down. And before I read this scripture, I'm going to let my brother open up with prayer. Go ahead, brother.
Thank you, Jesus. Dear Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we invite you in, O Lord
yes,
God.
Lord.
Father, we ask you to lead us, guide us, and direct us, Lord God, into all truth, O Lord Jesus. Father,
yes, Lord.
Even as your Holy Spirit, O Lord God, is the Spirit of truth, O Lord God. So lead us, Lord God. Direct us, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Give us your light. Give us your illumination, Lord God. Give us your understanding, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
that
Lord.
Cometh, Lord God. Father, we will not accept, hallelujah, the works of man. We will not accept the knowledge of man of our own
yes,
mind.
Lord.
But we accept the knowledge of Christ, O Lord God. That is what we are seeking today, Lord God. In
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So bless the hearts and souls and spirits, O Lord God, and guard them, O Lord God, against all the powers of the adversary, Lord God, that will seek to take the seed out of their hearts. In Jesus Christ's
yes,
holy righteous name, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Praise be to God. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. The word of God says, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works, and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms, and of laying on of hands, and of the resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. Now here, we're given a list of the principles of the foundation that Christ laid. And the last part of the series, we have been talking to you about one of them that is called faith. Now, tonight, we're going to deal with another one that is called repentance. And my brother is going to come before you with scripture to show you that according to the word of God, when it comes to man being forgiven or even his sins being omitted, he has to repent.
Amen.
Now, I don't know how much plainer we can make that. In fact, to go a step higher, I don't know how much plainer God has to make it. And we're seeing today that some think that this is doesn't have to be so. So I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother, who is going to come with the word of God to you on that, and then I am going to come behind him. Go ahead, brother.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. You know, the Word of God is so important, and that it's step by step, is line upon line, it's precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, okay? And that's how you get the Word of God, okay? You put it together. Hallelujah. How do you put it together? You put it together by the Spirit of truth. Hallelujah. The Spirit of truth is supposed to be in you if you are a born-again believer in Christ, okay?
Amen.
And that Spirit is supposed to abide upon you, okay? What does repentance mean? The word repentance. You know what the word repentance means?
Amen.
It means to twist, you know, or to turn, okay? Or to be turned completely around, okay? That's what repentance means. You repent of your sins. What does that mean? I mean, you turned away from your sins. Glory
Amen.
To the Lamb. That was the reason why John the Baptist was baptizing in the river. He was baptizing. What river was he baptizing in? I think it was Jordan. Was one of the rivers he was baptizing, because he baptized a lot of places. But he was baptized in the River Jordan, and he was telling them to repent. Repent. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For the kingdom of heaven is near at hand. Where did he say that
Amen.
At? Where he's of the Word of God, okay, and all of the Gospels, okay? You get that where John was out there, hallelujah, and he was saying, crying repentance, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near at hand. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Why is repentance so important? Because repentance goes along with conversion, okay? That means that you've been converted, okay? That
Amen.
Means that you believe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, you can't have repentance without having conversion.
Amen.
Do you understand? Okay? Because conversion means that that also you turned your mind, that you turned your heart around, okay, and you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, as Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's go to, Luke 22. Luke 22.
Amen.
31. Now go up to 30.
Luke chapter 22.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And the verse we started, what verse we starting from?
Start at 30.
Okay. For all you that's listening, we're going to Luke chapter 22. We're going to start at verse 30. Praise be to God. Luke chapter 22, starting, and the Word of God says, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan have desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee both unto prison and to death. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. And he said unto them, okay.
Okay, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, okay, now we think, a lot of us, we always think we're ready.
Yeah.
You know, when people, when they get a touch of the Holy Spirit, they get a little bit of the Holy Spirit, they think that they know everything. They think that they are greatly empowered, and you're not. You're just growing. You're still just getting out of diapers. I mean, you're still in diapers.
Amen.
I mean, really. No, but you're a babe, okay? And you think you converted. You think you have truly repented, okay? You think you truly turned, okay? But that ain't the case, really, okay? It takes a while.
Amen.
You know, it's different levels of conversion, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he says, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, 31st verse, behold, Satan has desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. Satan wants to suck all the goodness out of us.
Amen.
All the goodness out of Peter. He wants to take everything out of him. He wants to take the starch out of him, okay? You know, he wants to rid him. Because why? Because Satan knew that Simon wasn't ready.
Amen.
Okay? And Satan had something down the road waiting on him, okay? Because
Amen.
Satan knows, sometimes Satan knows you better than you know yourself. You think you know what you know, but you're not there yet, okay? And so Simon, okay, he thought he was ready, okay?
Yeah.
But I pray for thee that thy faith fail not. Hallelujah. So why
Amen.
Did Jesus have to pray for him? Because Jesus Christ saw more than Satan saw. He saw the true heart of Simon, okay? Yeah, Satan, Simon, he was kind of boastful a little bit, you know? He thought he was ready to go all the way, okay? And he said, I pray for you, your faith fail not. Because that's what Satan is trying to do. He's trying to take that from you. He wants to take your faith. He wants to destroy
Amen.
Your faith. He wants to kill your faith. Yeah, hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. And when he kill it, and you can't, and you fall down and you can't get up, okay? Hallelujah. That's what Satan really desires. That's what Satan thought he was going to get out of Job, okay? You remember what Satan did to Job? Huh?
Amen. Amen.
He did to Job, and he put three levels. Well, he put three levels of what you call it. Really trying upon Job, okay? And the first one, what's the first thing that happened to him? All his livestock was killed, right? All the livestock was killed, okay? And his servants were killed, right?
Amen.
That was the first one,
Amen.
Right? What was the second
Amen.
One? The second one was his family. All his children got killed in one swoop. Thank you, Jesus. What's the third one?
Amen.
The third one was Satan touching his flesh. Satan putting a plague upon his flesh, putting a boil upon his flesh, putting those sores upon him, those boils and their sores upon his flesh, touching his flesh. Hallelujah. And Satan says, surely, he's going to curse you to your face.
Yeah.
That's what Satan to God, okay? Satan thought he had it in the bag.
Yeah.
But he was wrong, okay? Because Satan only knows some things. He don't know what God knows, because God's the only one that knows the heart, minds, and the forever of things, okay? God's the only one could look beyond everything, okay, and see the beginning from the end, okay? And God knows all
Amen.
Those things, but Satan don't know those things, okay? Satan, a lot of times Satan be guessing, okay? And a lot of times Satan will bluff you. I just bluff you. He'll say, yeah, I bet you can't. and then you say, yes, I can. Just like Simon said, yeah, I can. He thought he could, right?
Amen.
32 verse said, and he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee, both unto prison and to death. When we say things like that, okay, it's easy to say that. It's easy to say, oh, God, I feel so good about you now. You know, I feel so good about you. I'm ready to go both to, hallelujah, to prison and to death. I'm
Amen.
Ready to follow you. Hallelujah. I'm right behind you, Jesus.
Yeah. Amen.
Jesus. 34th verse says what? And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow thee this day before that thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. Three times. You could deny
Amen.
Me three times. Okay? And he said unto him, and he said unto them, when I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, like ye anything. They didn't like anything, right? The Lord was showing them something, okay,
right,
when he sent them out. But when the Lord told him that in another place, the Lord told him something, the Lord went a little further. Because Peter says, No, Lord, I would rather die, you know. But Simon Peter was wrong. Why else would the Lord say when you are converted? He said, when you are
Amen.
Converted, do what? Bring your brothers. Strengthen thy brothers,
Amen.
Okay? Because he wasn't fully converted. He thought he was fully converted, okay? And we all converted. But whether you are fully converted, it means kind of a persuasion, but it's not a full persuasion unless you get to where Paul was. And Paul says, I am fully persuaded. And he's in the hands.
Amen.
He's right there in the hands of the Romans, right? He's between two men. They got him between two men. He chained between them. And he ain't going nowhere, okay? Unless God sent an angel to take him out of that. But it wasn't God's will to take him out of that, you know? And maybe Paul had great knowledge, okay? So I think he wanted to go on and be with the Lord. Because, you know, if you read another scripture, Paul was talking about, I want to go on. I want to go on with the Lord. That's my desire, to just be loose on this earth, to go on with the Lord. But he said, for your sakes, the Lord don't want me to go yet, okay? So the Lord, they had him hang around for a little while, okay, until the people, because the people was going through all type of, the church was going through all kind of things, okay, at that time, okay, and their faith was being sorely tried, and the doctrine of Christ was sorely being tried, okay, because as you move forth in the world, okay, to bring people to Christ, they have all these little things that they already attached to, okay? And so a lot of these places that you go to, they already have their traditions, they already have their doctrines, they already have their own ways, okay? And they might have said, yeah, I do believe in Jesus Christ. And they might have got converted to Christ, okay? Well, that's the first conversion. The first conversion, okay, that bring you to Christ, that's the first conversion, right? What's the second conversion? The second conversion is when you go a little further. Hallelujah. What's the third conversion? The third conversion is when you say, I'm persuaded to go all the way with Christ. I'm persuaded. Hallelujah. That neither death nor life. Hallelujah. That neither sickness or whatever it comes, plagues or whatever comes, nothing shall move me out of the Lord. Glory to the Lamb. Then you are fully persuaded, okay? You are fully
Amen.
Repentant. Hallelujah. You are fully turned. Thank you, Jesus. Did
Thank
that make
you,
sense
Jesus.
To you, anybody? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Write this down. Read Romans 10 and 9. Hallelujah. And read on if you have to, okay? And read up, okay, if you have to, okay? Hallelujah, because it tells you, hallelujah, what you must do. Hallelujah, what's the first part of repentance? Well, it's confession. What do you
Amen.
Do? If you believe in the Lord, you confess that he is Lord, that he is God. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb. Hallelujah, and then 1 John, write that down, 1 John 1 and 9. Write it down.
Amen.
And then write down Luke 22:31-32. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And repentance is just like conversion, okay, to Christ, because both of them, you're turning, okay? You are turning away from something and turning to something. What are you turning away from? You are turning away from you, you're turning away from the world, you're turning away from the devil, and you're turning yourself all the way around to Christ, okay? Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. That's why it's described as being turned. Okay? Repent.
Amen.
Okay? So now write down Acts 9:33-35. Acts 9:33-35. Write down Acts 18 to 22nd verse. Yes, repentance, return. You know, in the book of Samuel, it tells you about repentance. It means to return. Okay, you return. You turn yourself around. Okay, 1 Samuel 7:3.
Amen.
Then Acts 15:3. What's so important about these things? Okay, because you have to, there's different kinds of repentance, okay? There's a kind of repentance, there's a national repentance that God wants people to make sometimes, okay? Now, America is in a state of sin right now, right? So what kind of...
Amen.
Repentance you think America should be making? They should be making a national repentance. Everybody should
Amen.
Be falling down on their knees saying, Lord, we are sinners. But no, they're not saying that. What is America saying? America is saying, we're good. We're the most righteous nation in the world. We're the best people in the world. Oh, they pumping themselves
Amen.
Up, okay? They're pumping themselves up, and they should be humbling themselves. When they see all these things coming upon them, and they see America, most Americans don't even know they're surrounded by their enemies.
Amen.
We don't know that. But so America right now should be doing what you call national repentance. They should do like Joel says, call everybody, let's have a solemn assembly here, okay? Let's repent and be broken at all our might, okay? Joel, third chapter. 5-18. Joel, third chapter, 5-18. Okay?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, you need these kinds of repentance, okay? You need to repent daily.
Amen.
Why do you need to repent daily? Because you still in flesh and blood, huh? You still a flesh
Amen.
And blood creature, right? Then just
Amen.
Like Peter thought he was ready, you ain't ready either. When we tell people that, they get, you can't tell me I ain't ready. I know I'm ready. I feel it in my heart. Man, it ain't got nothing to do with feeling.
Amen.
It ain't got nothing to do with emotions. What does it have to do with? It has to do with you being completely turned. You being completely converted. That's what it has to do with, okay? Hallelujah. And you can't fake it. You can't talk it
Amen.
Through. You can't talk it up and say, oh, I feel like I can do it. Oh, I can do it. I
Amen.
Feel like if you ain't got it, you ain't got it, okay? It's just like the virgins, okay? When the Lord called the 10 virgins, okay? And 5 was wise and 5 was foolish. And they all got up. And then they all tried to go to meet the Lord, okay? And then the other 5 said to the one that had the oil, that took oil with their lamps. They put oil in their lamps, and then they took oil and oil besides their lamps, okay? So when they did this, this is the 25th chapter of Matthew, okay? When they took their lamps, okay, and then the other the five that did not take oil with their lamps, okay, what happened to them? They ran out of oil, and then they turned to the other five and said, "Hey, give us of your oil." No. Because if you give you ours, we won't have any, okay? I can't give you that, okay? Mine's, you know, I worked hard to get my, you know, get my oil, okay?
Amen.
And each man has to get their oil. You have to get your own oil. I got to get my own oil, okay? Each one of us responsible for getting our own oil, okay?
Amen.
So then what happened? They said, well, you better go and find the man that sell the oil and get it from him, okay? Who's the man that got the oil? Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So if you didn't get
Amen.
It from Jesus in the first place, how you going to have it? If you didn't get the extra oil from Jesus, how you going to have it? You're not going to have it. Thank you, Jesus. What's that extra oil? That's the fullness of the gospel. And a
Amen.
Lot of people not walking in the fullness of the gospel. They're not walking in the fullness of God's word, okay? They walk in what? They walk in away from the word of God. And a lot of children, people of God, what are they doing? They're straddling the fence. You know what straddling the fence is? That's
Amen.
When you get on the fence and say, well, I don't really want to go on this side, and I don't really want to go on that side. I just want to hang in between here. I want to be neutral.
Right. Amen.
That don't work,
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, okay? I'm going to tell you, that don't work, okay? And ain't no way for you to sit there and say, well, Jesus, I'm just styling this fence, okay? And I'm hanging in between here, okay? And we think that God has got, like, balances, okay? You know what a balance is? That's the thing that weighs food, okay? A thing that weighs food, weighs different things, weighs silver, gold, whatever in it, okay? But, it tells the weight of it. God doesn't do
Amen.
That. God doesn't say, well, if you have more good than you have evil, you'll enter in. That ain't how God judges things, okay?
Amen.
Well, you did some good works at one time, so now don't hinge on that. It hinge on what? Your daily. What you do daily. What have you done now? Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can say, well, I know the Lord. I've been converted to the Lord, but what have you done now? When the Lord asks you that question, what have you done now? Well, the Lord said, blessed is he whom I find doing when I come. What do you mean by that? You mean Lord
Amen.
Will be expected to be doing when he come? You know, find who blessed
yes,
is he who I'm when he come, when I come, okay?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I hope you like those scriptures, okay? I got more for you later on, okay? But now I'm going to give it back to my brother in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God for the word of the Lord that my brother has given unto you. And we thank God for this opportunity that he has given us to go into this, as I said last night, we're on this subject, everybody's favorite thing, repentance. And I know some of you in the background saying, yeah, right. And I agree with you. Yeah, right. Yeah, I was being sarcastic. In fact, this is not a popular message. Okay. Repentance is not a popular message. Okay. Repentance, have gotten many of true prophets jumped on. It has caused many people to turn away from true prophets. You know, you look at this day and time, let's say if you are a prophet, people expect for you to tell them how many cars and houses, boats, husbands, wives that God's going to give. But when you come with the fullness of the ministry of a prophet, even like they did in the Old Testament. They would come and tell you, say, thus says the Lord. And everything they brought to you wasn't good.
Amen.
And if you come this day and time with a repent, those people will turn away from you. And, you know, people get distraught because they're used to you telling them how many cars and houses they're going to get. They're not wanting you to tell them to repent. And so repentance is not a popular message. But here's the thing on this. It's the foundation that Christ laid, and he expected his people to be founded on. Okay? Now, I want to look at a couple of scriptures right quick. The first one of them my brother mentioned, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Because as my brother was telling you, what goes with repentance is confession. Now, in one part in confession, my brother told you, when you confessing with your mouth the Lord Jesus, okay? And that's very important that we keep that in mind. Another part in dealing with confession and dealing with sins is found, as my brother mentioned here, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. And I'm going to read this verse, and some of you have heard me share this on the broadcast a long time ago, and I'm going to say it again because this is part of what we're into tonight. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, amen. Notice that he said, if we confess our sins. Now, here's what God dealt with me on this verse here. We notice that he said, if we confess our sins. He didn't say, if we confess that we've sinned. Now, some of you say, well, wait a minute. Now, I thought we got to confess that we've sinned. We do. But in this verse right here, he didn't say that. Now, there's a point I'm trying to get here. He said, if we confess our sins, not that if we confess that we sin. Now,
amen.
We know that we have sinned when we have done the act that goes under the category of sin. So when he amen. Said, if we confess our sins, he's talking about you confessing that which is a sin. Let me go a little deeper with you. Sometimes this phrase I'm about to say have a place, but what happened is among us in the body of Christ, we have used it too much. And the phrase is, if I did anything to you, forgive me if I did anything to you. Now, if you know that you slapped that brother's head yesterday and stole his money, why would you turn around and say, forgive me if I did anything wrong to you? What you have to do is confess that sin, okay? See, God dealt with me with this verse, and I had did a thing on YouTube one time called Confessing Specifically, because God dealt with me on this verse. This verse is dealing with you especially confessing that specific sin, okay? Notice he said, if we confess our sins, so whatever comes you have done that come under the category of being a sin, you need to what? Confess it.
Amen.
If you stole, then say, Lord, forgive me for stealing. Don't say, Lord, yeah. forgive me if I did anything wrong. Come on. You know you stole. Okay? If you lied, you got to say, Lord, forgive me for lying. Don't say, Lord, forgive me if I did anything wrong. No. Okay? And see, in the body of Christ, we have leaned on that phrase a whole lot till we went overboard. Now we've known that we've done some stuff to offend the other person, and we'll come out and say, forgive me if I did anything wrong to you. Well, you know why I'm mad at you in the first place. Because of what you did to me. You know what you did. Confess that. See, one of the things God dealt me about with this verse, he said one of the reasons why his people won't confess specific sins is because, hey, they wants to keep doing it. I was like, whoa. Because, see, if I come out and acknowledge this thing that I did as a sin, now it came out, said it open. But, see, if I could cover it up by saying, forgive me if I did anything wrong. See, in the body of Christ today, one of the things that God's people have got out of the foundation is they won't confess that thing they have done specifically. Okay? They don't want to acknowledge, many of these people don't want to acknowledge that what they have done is a sin. Okay? Amen. Why? Because I want to do it again. Okay?
Amen.
And I feel like if I ain't confessed it, then it's covered. And, hey, in my book, by me not acknowledging it, I don't know it. Well,
amen.
Amen. And this is the mentality of some of God's people. If I don't acknowledge, it and call it out as a sin, that means I don't know it's a sin. So what? That gives me access to keep doing it.
Yes.
Give you the example. There was this man that worked in this company, I think, and what happened was before he was saved, now he was married. Before he was saved, he was in this, I think, adulterous relationship with this other woman. And so this happened for a while, and then the man got saved. But what happened was the woman kept coming to his office that he was committing adultery with. And she kept coming, and he wouldn't say anything, you know. And finally, one day, it took for him to open his mouth and confess and say to her, I'm not going to do this. This is right, not right. This is not of God. Now, if he would have never opened his mouth and acknowledged and confessed that that thing was wrong, she would have kept coming. And see, sometimes we think keeping our mouth closed and not confessing will stop some of the things that sin had opened up the door to. No, you have to confess that sin. See, the devil don't want us to confess it. Why? Because if we confess it, then it's going to break his hold. If you don't confess it, he still have a right. Why? Because he's going to say, Lord, he didn't acknowledge what he did was wrong. He didn't call it a sin. Notice the Bible said, with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. With the mouth, okay?
Amen.
We got to call that thing out for what it is. That's why you got many people today, when it comes to homosexuality, they won't call it an abomination. They dodge it and say, Jesus loves everybody. And you be like, I didn't ask you, did he love everybody? We know that. But we want to know, where you stand on homosexuality? What is it? Well, I don't like to judge nobody, but Jesus loves everybody. And you be like, man, I just told you. I know that. I want to know where you stand, okay? And Jesus set this foundation that we are to repent. And with our repentance, as the brother said, we got to make that confession. You got to call that sin out. See, the repentance don't just start or just be when you come to Christ and get saved. You got to stay repentant as a Christian, because it's
Amen.
The foundation that Christ have laid. You know, brother,
yes.
some Christians think once they become a Christian, they ain't got to repent no more. And they always holler out, them sinners, okay?
Amen.
But I have told them, I said, sin does not change what it is or what it can bring or what it can do because you get saved. Sin
Amen.
Is still a sin, whether when you get saved or you're not saved. It's still a
Amen.
Sin, okay? Either way it go. And it's not going to change partners because you got saved, okay?
Amen.
It's still doing the same nasty dance, okay?
Amen.
So it ain't going to change. So, you know, Christ told us to repent. And then he said, confess. If we will confess our sins, not just confess that you sin, but confess our sins. Whatever you have done that goes under the category of a sin, he's telling you what? Confess it.
Confess it.
Confess it.
Amen.
Because if you cover it, it's still there. You remember the time when mama said, sweep the living room, and you went and you were too lazy, so you swept the dust under the rug? Now, the room may have looked like it was clean and swept, but the dust was under the rug. So if somebody came and stepped on the rug, what happened? Poof. You know? And they look at you, your mama look, hey, I told you to sweep that floor. Well, it's still there. And if you try to cover it by not confessing, guess what? It's still there.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory
That's
to God.
Right.
It ain't going nowhere because you won't confess it. You won't acknowledge it. Okay?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the devil sitting in the corner said, gotcha now. Gotcha now. That's what the devil doing. Sitting in the corner said, and remember, we're told in Revelation that Satan is the accuser of the brethren. So he's accusing you big time to God. Hey, God, he didn't call it sin. He still wants to do this thing. I still get a chance to do this to him. And see, God is a just God. And that's what many people fail to understand that too. And God has to be just with the devil. And people go, oh, what you mean? Because he's a just God. God is not going to change his nature because he's dealing with the enemy. Okay? Because remember, he said, I am God, and I change not. Okay?
Right.
So God is not going to change on his nature because he's dealing with the enemy. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Yo, we'll be confused if God changed over like that. We don't know what mood he'll be in from day to day. We wouldn't even know how to talk to him. We'd be too scared. Oh, God, I don't know. He might not be in a good mood today. He might change over today. No. Same God today, yesterday, and forever. Amen?
Amen.
So we're told to confess if we confess our sin.
Amen.
Okay? Not just confess that you sin. Now, the thing that you done, you know you have sinned. Okay? But confess that thing. Call that thing out. You know, when you're working with people, let's say in deliverance, one of the things about it, you know, whatever sin they was in that got them in bondage, you have to get them to call that thing out, okay?
Amen.
Amen. And you got to get them to acknowledge that, hey, to call it what it is, that it was sin. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Right.
If you want to get that thing broken. Now, I want to look at one more scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Now, this is the other thing that goes with it, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And this especially is very, very rarely talked about. And here's the thing on this word. This word only appears one time in the whole Bible, okay? This word as a whole only appears one time in the Bible. But it is part of the repentance package that goes with your confession, especially when you're dealing with the area of deliverance, when the enemy has had a stronghold in your life and suffered, would afflict you with sickness or disease because of an open door of sin or problems with your mind or whatever it may be. Now, notice what the Apostle Paul said in verse 1 and 2. He said, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have, look at the word, renounced. But have renounced the hidden things of what? Dishonesty. Not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, committing ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Now notice what the Apostle Paul said. Renounced. Now that's a word you don't hear too much in the body of Christ. Renouncing things, okay? Hallelujah. Well, you said, well, Brother Nate, what do you do when you renounce it? Well, one of the things you got to understand, you're going to use your mouth. Just like when it comes to confessing that sin, you got to use your mouth. You got to use your mouth on this right here, okay? When you renounce, it means to refuse to follow, obey, or recognize any further. Did you hear that?
Amen.
According to Webster, it means to refuse to follow, obey, or recognize any further. This is what you're going to proclaim with your mouth. I refuse to follow whatever that thing you was in. Okay? Whatever that sin you was committing. Whatever that ungodly organization you was connected to. You got to confess this thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The glory to God. The Bible
Amen.
Says, The original Greek word for that word renounce means to say off what for oneself, that is, to disown. What you going to do that with? Your mouth. When you disowning it, you're breaking any connection or identification with it.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. Just like if you was in the Masonic order and you find out, say, hey, oh, this is ungodly, I should have been here. Then you got to renounce it. You got to say, now I break my connection to the Masonic order. I break my identification with it. I refuse to follow and obey any of its instruction and rules. I refuse it. See, that's renouncing. Okay?
Amen. Yes, right.
Glory to God. That goes along with in the repentance package. Okay? And it's amazing, Amen. Brother. Some people don't want to renounce. They'll go so far. Well, you know, I know I was wrong to join. I know I was wrong to get in it. But they don't want to renounce it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You're
Amen.
Still a part of it if you don't want to renounce it. Glory to God.
Amen.
You're breaking your allegiance to it. When you renounce this thing, you're breaking your allegiance to it, your connection to it. You trying to get totally free of this thing. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We want to do a lot of half stuff. You know, say a little bit here. I don't want to say it all the way. You know why? Because I might want to sneak back to those meetings. Amen. I'm going to say a little, I'm a sorry a little bit, and hoping that this stuff that's afflicted me will lighten up a little bit. And if I just say that much right now and not having to renounce the thing completely, and so any two times the guys come around and say, hey, man, we missed you at the meeting, I can just hop on in there. Amen. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen.
We got to break our allegiance. See, this foul on the repentance package. We got to confess that sin. Amen.
Amen.
And something that a sin, people don't want to call it a sin. They make up all kinds of excuses. Well, I, all kinds of excuses. Why they did it. Okay. Amen. I mean,
Amen.
Hey, listen, if the wife will fool around on the husband, and then the husband run around and fooling out, going out there, and he start fooling around another woman, talking about, well, I wouldn't have did it if my wife wouldn't have did it to me. But you still sinning, okay? Either way, okay?
That's right.
You're still in adultery, man, okay?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, you sit up there, you don't want to call it a sin. You just want to say, well, my wife wouldn't have did it to me. I wouldn't have did it. Okay, but still, you committed sin, okay? Hallelujah. Glory.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And we got to call these things out of renounce and break it. See, that's one of the things that the devil is trying to stop people at. Because why?
Man.
He don't want people to get fully delivered, okay? So he'll tell us, you can give God just a little bit, but hey, don't you say too much now, because you say too much, you're going to have to stop doing that thing. I know you like doing it, okay? You know, just say a little bit. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you try to get people saying, now you got to call that thing out, there's a sin. Now, that's the thing about it. When you're telling people, like when you're working on them so they can get delivered, and you tell them, say, listen, what you're doing, you got to call it sin. And they start giving you all kind of excuses and not doing it. That tell you something right there. Okay?
Amen.
That tell you something right there.
That's right.
Yeah, amen. Because people be saying, I want to be free of this thing. This thing is hurting me. And then when you're taking them through the process of what they want to do, they want to argue with you. You know? I think that, you know, I don't think nothing's wrong with it. Well, if you don't think nothing's wrong with it, listen, any sin that you have committed and open the door for any curse to come upon you, and remember also in repentance, you got to have a change of mind about what you're doing, okay?
Yeah.
If you don't have a change of mind about that thing you're doing and you're thinking to yourself, I just don't think nothing wrong with it, then guess what? You're not going to get delivered, okay? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
If what you did was sinful and you have no remorse, guess what? You ain't repenting. Okay? If you ain't got no remorse. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, these things come to pass. See, God is calling on the truthfulness from us. And see, he laid his foundation of repentance, and he said, listen, I want my people established on this, on repentance. This is the one of the principles of my foundation, is repentance.
Amen.
But man, when we didn't hit the other person in the eye, okay, we don't want to acknowledge anything, okay?
Amen.
We don't want to acknowledge if they stole from us and we go back and steal from them. We don't want to call it stealing when we ain't done it. We want to say, well, if they wouldn't have did it to me, I wouldn't have did it. No, you still stole. Sin, listen, people, sin is a sin, okay? If someone stole from you, that's a sin. But you turn around and steal from them because they stole from you, guess what happened? You sin too, okay?
Yeah.
You sin too. So ain't no need of you sitting up there arguing with a person and they tell you, listen, brother, what you did, you need to repent. Well, I wouldn't have did it if he wouldn't have stole from me. Okay, I understand what you're saying, but brother, it's still a sin. Well, I think that he was wrong. Well, he was wrong. That's true. But you did wrong too. Okay? God
Amen.
Is not going to. Sin is a sin, people. And like I said, if they stole from you and you turn around and steal back, you're sinning too. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, that's what happened in the body of Christ. Many in the body of Christ is trying to justify sin. And they trying to justify by saying, well, I wouldn't have did this. You know, give you a great example. Look at Adam. You know, people look at Adam, blame the woman. He didn't just blame the woman. He blamed God, too. And people say, well, how do you get that Adam blamed God, too? Because notice what he said to God. He said, Adam, have you eaten of the forbidden fruit? Adam said, the woman thou gavest me. In other words, he was letting God know, if you wouldn't have gave him this woman, I wouldn't have messed up. Okay?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He let God know. He didn't say the woman. He said, the woman thou gavest me. Okay? He said, the woman you gave me. You know, you have some people, when they do some stuff that ain't wrong, and you confront them by it, they say, well, if you wouldn't have gave me this money, I wouldn't have went out there and bought the drugs. Well, you know, you trying to put the blame on somebody else other than you. And so, yeah, he was trying to put the blame on God, too. He wasn't just blaming the woman, but he letting God know, said, God, the woman you gave me. Okay? He said, you gave me. Okay? Hallelujah. Instead of him just straight out coming out saying, Lord, I messed up. I did wrong. I shouldn't have been taking that forbidden fruit. Because all the thing he had to tell Eve was, no, Eve, not going to do it. Ain't happening.
Amen.
No, he gives in because he worships the creature more than the creator. And so he gives in to that. And all of a sudden, when he's confronted, he has to play the blame game. It wasn't no, well, Lord, you know what? I take the responsibility. I'm sorry. I should have did that. He like, Lord, the woman thou gavest me. You know, and she gave me to eat and I ate. Just like that.
Amen.
Adam, you messed up, buddy. You're sin. That's what you did. You're sin. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We got to renounce. We got to confess. Okay? And you would think people would do that or want to do that, easy to do that, but no. Okay, and like I said, among the body of Christ, we have used the phrase. Now, sometimes this phrase has a place, but we have went to the overboard with it. If I've done anything wrong to you, well, you know, when we laugh together, if I spit on you, you know why I'm mad at you, because you spit on me, okay? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And trust me. Everything ain't escaping our memories all the time, people. Now, let's be real about it, okay? Everything ain't escaping our memories. We might want it to escape so we can have an excuse, but everything is not escaping our memory, okay? Hallelujah. Glory.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
I told you, brother, this was going to be a lovely subject, but glory to God, you know. Hallelujah. This repentance is of the foundation. And I shared this one time before. I had a this man's a minister, and he said, you don't have to tell people that they have to repent. And I was thinking to myself when he said that, I said, what? You ain't got to tell people. I wonder what Jesus, why would Jesus running out there saying, repent? The kingdom of heaven is at hand, repent. So I guess we all have to get on our knees and say, Lord Jesus, we got one on you. You went out of repent. Shouldn't have to tell nobody. You ain't tell nobody to repent. I guess that's what we'll do, you know. But
yeah.
Repentance is one of the principles of the foundation of Christ. Remember what we had come to you about the foundation, the wise and the foolish man. And if you get off this foundation, get off repentance, get off this foundation, you're not going to make it. As we go on in this series of repentance, and we're going to share with you what happens, what the word said happened if you don't repent, okay? And there
Amen.
Are people among the body of Christ who seriously think this, I don't have to repent. Why? Because it goes back to that loving, gracious, merciful, kind God. That's what he is. He's all those words. Amen. We got to repent. Hallelujah. He's merciful and kind. Well, okay. He is merciful and kind. But keep thinking that you don't have to repent and see what happens. Okay? It is very important. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
John the Baptist, come in the wilderness. Repent. Repent. You think all those people want to hear that? Yeah, some of them listen. But you think all of them, all of them want to hear that? The Pharisees and them come to the baptism to be baptized. They didn't come to repent. And what do you call them? Old generation of vipers. Well, I can imagine the look on their face when he said that. Who have warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth fruit meat worthy of repentance. What, John, you have the nerve to tell us to repent, and we the most holy ones? What's wrong with you? They're telling us to repent. We ain't repent. And see, that's the same mentality some of God's people who have gotten off the foundation thinks today. I'm too holy to repent. I'm too holy. What you talking about? I get dumping your little water for baptism, but I don't need to repent. What I need to repent for? I don't need to do that. Okay. Okay. That's what I say. Okay. Keep letting the devil fool you like that, and you're going to find out the hard way. So we have to confess these things, renounce them, call them out. Okay? This is what Christ set up on the foundation. Any of you listening tonight, as my brother get ready to pray, whatever is going on in your life, some of you who listening right now, maybe a sickness has had you bound. And we must understand this. The biggest thing of sickness, when sickness have us bound, we got to be honest. The biggest thing that the problem is there's an open door. Now, don't get me wrong. I know that the devil can attack at times. It ain't going to take much to break that. But when there's an open door, okay, then there has to be repentance, okay?
Amen.
Amen. There has to be repentance. If there's no repentance, then guess what? The curse stays. It's not going anywhere. Okay? If there's no repentance.
That's right.
So got to be repentant. Got to renounce it. Call that thing out for what it is. Amen? Call it out for what it is.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank God for the blessed word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I'm going to let my brother give a closing prayer. Amen. And just remember, you know. Hallelujah. What we talk to you about tonight, we're going to come with another part two tomorrow. Amen. So, brother, if you would, offer up a closing prayer.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Father, bless your people, Lord God. Father, that they may walk in your word, O Lord God, that they may walk according to the gospel of the Lamb, that they may, hallelujah, walk in all the ordinance of Christ, O Lord God. Hallelujah, the covenant of Christ that's written in his blood, even in the blood of the Lamb. O Lord God, persuade the hearts of men, O Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, that
yes,
they,
Lord.
Hallelujah, that they must do the whole word, that they must believe the whole word, they must eat the whole roll, O Lord God, of your word, O Lord God, that man should live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb. Bless them, O Lord God, with light, illumination, understanding, O Lord God. Bless them, Lord God,
yes,
with
Lord.
Strength, power, Lord God. Bless them, O Lord God, hallelujah, to proceed on, to go on, O Lord God, hallelujah, hallelujah, to tread upon the serpent, O Lord God, as they seek you, Lord God, as they seek your face, in Jesus Christ's holy righteous name. Bless them, Lord God, and sanctify them in the spirit and power of the Lamb. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Let your blood cover your people's minds, hearts, and souls, and spirits, O Lord God, that they may be planted deep in the gospel of the Lamb.
Yes, Lord.
That they may be in their hearts, minds, souls, and spirits, that they may know the truth, and that the truth may set them free. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for another blessed broadcast. Don't forget, tomorrow night, the Lord say the same. We will come with Repentance Part 2 as we come with more of the Word of God concerning the principle, the foundation of dealing with repentance. So we thank God for all you that have been listening and for Brother Robert Gross and Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We love y'all. May God bless you. May God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, brother.